Vanuatu's Foreign Minister Ralph Regenvanu is not happy about claims there have been discussions with China about establishing a military presence in his country.
No, there haven't been. So it's basically fake news.
Fairfax Media has reported there have been preliminary discussions between the Chinese and Vanuatu governments about building a permanent military presence in the South Pacific nation. But Mr. Regenvanu is adamant. No one in the Vanuatu government has ever had talks with anyone in the Chinese government in any way on the subject.
I've confirmed that with the Prime Minister, with the current Minister of Internal Affairs, who is responsible for the police and the military. The former Minister of Internal Affairs is responsible for the police and the military. All ministers of foreign affairs, including myself. No one knows anything about this so-called preliminary discussion between China and Vanuatu about a military base.
The relationship between China and Vanuatu has strengthened in recent years. Like it has done elsewhere in the region, China has provided concessional loans for infrastructure projects that are built by Chinese companies. It's built a massive convention centre in the capital, Port Vila, and one of the longest wharves in the South Pacific on the island of Santo. In return, Vanuatu is one of the few countries to diplomatically back China in its dispute with its neighbours in the South China Sea. Despite the strengthening relationship, Mr. Regenvanu says if China ever proposed establishing a military base in Vanuatu, it would be rejected.
We are a non-aligned country. We are not interested in militarisation. We're just not interested in any sort of military base by any other foreign country in our country. We are not involved in any of this military stuff that Australia and China and everyone else is involved in. We prefer to be under the radar, not visible in terms of having anything to do with military ambition.
Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop told Radio National the Australian government is also unaware of any discussions to establish a Chinese military presence in Vanuatu.
I'm not aware of a military offer being made by China to Vanuatu. The government of Vanuatu has said that there is no such proposal. It is a fact that China is engaging in developing infrastructure and investment activity in places around the world, but to date there is only one military base that China has built, and that's Djibouti in northern Africa.
Ms. Bishop was in Port Vila on Saturday with Prince Charles as part of his visit to Australia for the Commonwealth Games. She says the relationship between Australia and Vanuatu is strong.
We must remember that Vanuatu is a sovereign nation and its foreign and defence relations are a matter for Vanuatu. But I have been there recently, probably my fourth visit to Vanuatu since I became Foreign Minister. We have very good relationships with Vanuatu, and I remain confident that Australia is Vanuatu's strategic partner of choice.
But there are those who think it's conceivable that China would want a permanent military presence in the South Pacific.
It's worth thinking about this in terms of the need for fish product. Its exclusive economic zone is, relatively speaking, minuscule, and yet it very much depends on food from the sea, fish stocks, and that is, relatively speaking, still in plentiful supply in the South Pacific.
Professor John Blaxland is the head of the Defence and Strategic Studies Centre at the Australian National University. Even with Vanuatu's rejection of a Chinese military presence, he believes China will pursue the goal in the long term.
Even if in the short term they may well back down, they may say, oh, no, we're not planning anything like that. In the medium to longer term, I think it's a lay down mazir. This is exactly what China wants, and it will pursue that strategy in an unrelenting manner.